We are back.
You are listening to Gavin again.
I don't know.
Oh, because it's the wrong one.
Oh, oopsie.
That should end now. And now I say, you are finished.
And now.
On the break, that was more of Paul Bond and his twisted and very funny comedy.
That was great.
That was
God
really good.
Joe was great.
the Caitlin.
I'll show you.
See, that's the benefit of listening to this show live, because when you listen live, you get to hear all this stuff.
Yes.
When I put it up on the replay, that part's not going to be in there.
Right.
Yeah. So you don't get what we're joking about.
Very often that's the case, unfortunately.
<I know. laughs>
But we go on. So, let's get right into the scamming scammers. Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Always and forever. Now, as you'll recall, I've been dealing with a man named Michael as an alter ego that I created, and I tried to prove to him that Belinda is not who she claims to be and is a scammer. I sent him video and everything of the guy feeding her lines, and I sent him transcripts of everything of the things he said, but, you know, didn't really believe it because he has some other girlfriend who he's never met from a foreign country that isn't Belinda. As luck would have it. So, and they somehow, Belinda and her scamming crew somehow know this woman, allegedly.
Ah, okay.
So, we will continue with him, because I really haven't gotten much out of him in a while. He really hasn't responded to me in a while. So, April 20th, 2014. So, I tell him I hope he has a wonderful Easter. He says, thanks, same to you, and God bless. I say thank you and give him a smile emoticon. I ask him if there's any big plans for today. He goes, just dinner with the family, and he asked me. I said, that sounds nice. I have to go to work in a bit. Better me than some of my employees.
Oh, hold on 1 second. So a fake you is not Jewish?
No. Fake me is not Jewish.
Okay, because you're enjoying your Easter, I say.
I always enjoy my Easter. I've never had a bad Easter. It's just one of my favorites.
So you said you have to go to work with your...
So my employees don't have to.
Oh, okay.
I go, let them have a day with their family. They work hard and deserve it. He goes, oh, well, that's a shame, but I'm sure they'll appreciate it. I go, it is part of being a boss. Treat your people right, and they'll treat your business right. He goes, true. What do you do again, LOL? I said, manage a gas station. Glamorous, isn't it? Ha ha. See, real me says LOL, but fake me goes, ha ha.
I like it. You're a detail man.
I am. You know, because I don't want to be traced back to me.
Right.
Because this character's portrayed being a fan of mine and learned about scammers.
Right.
Through the show and everything. So I don't
can't speak like you.
Exactly. He goes, yeah, although those people traveling for the holidays need that gas, LOL. I go, they certainly do. Wouldn't want them to go to the competition, smiley emoticon. so he likes that. I asked him what he does for a living.
Right.
He goes, I used to work as an electrician, but I'm on disability for the last couple of years. And how many times do we find that the targets of the scammers are on disability?
Yeah, because they have nothing to do.
The people are unfortunately are bound at home.
Bound at home and have nothing to do.
And the computer is their link to the outside world.
Yeah, right. So they spend a lot of time on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We see that quite often.
Yeah.
I go, oh, sorry to hear that. I ask him if he's okay. He says, yeah, I developed a form of schizophrenia.
Oh, dear.
5 years ago. But with the meds and treatment the last couple of months, it seems to be diminishing. Thank the Lord. Again, I'm only including this stuff just because, somebody, I was talking to somebody, a victim, recently, and they said, well, maybe the scammer will feel bad. I go, scammers don't feel bad.
No.
I mean, here's a person that's on disability. I know he's a religious person, mm-hmm. and which is another prime target of the scammers.
Yeah.
And everything. And, you know, he's got these hardships. He's got schizophrenia, which is a scammer's dream, because you can just say, oh, you imagine that when the boss isn't at the keyboard and one of the lackeys is doing the typing.
Yep. Right.
You know, I bet they wish fake Davin had schizophrenia.
Yeah, then he had, like, maybe lapses in memory or lapses in what he believed was true or in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this works out well for them. Mm-hmm. So I said, I'm glad the medication's helping you, but I go, it must have been difficult to deal with. He goes, oh, it was. I had all kinds of hallucinations and delusions in the beginning, and finally it's all starting to go away. Still some crap here and there, but nothing like it was. Like I said, it sounds scary. He goes, it was, especially hearing voices commanding me what to do and thinking I'm mind reading with people on live TV. She's so glad I don't have that crap anymore. I hated it. Now, can you imagine being the scammer? Because he's probably telling his girlfriend.
Yeah.
His girlfriend what he's going through.
Yeah, yeah.
He's probably a scammer, though I don't have proof, although I'm likely to believe it never met. We'll see. And can you imagine, oh, this is sweet.
Yeah. This guy doesn't know what planet he's on. Awesome.
This is like, this is easy for the picking.
Yeah.
Guy's got problems, got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And if something seems amiss, go, no, you just imagine that.
Mm. Yeah, and he's lonely, so he's more likely to ignore red flags.
Which we've seen.
Yes.
Which I sent him the red flags.
Yeah.
Red flag, they were freaking crimson.
Yes.
He pretty much.
And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah, which happens a lot.
Yeah.
I go, I can't imagine how that must have felt. At least they found the right medication for you. He goes, yeah, lots of people praying, I'm sure, have helped too. Well, good luck at your work today. Thanks for chatting. I got to go help get the dinner. Lunch started. Take care. I said, nice chatting with you. Enjoy your dinner. Thanks. And that was the last time my character and he spoke.
Really?
Mm. That was it. But you could see that this guy's prime, he's low-hanging fruit for a scammer.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You know, he's on disability. He's lonely. He's got an illness. This one happens to be a mental illness and everything. I mean, this is like a scammer's paradise.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, the most vulnerable.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So that
scumbags.
They most certainly are. So now we should check in on. Let's check in on Sickly Sue and Mickey Wynn.
Yes.
This is April 28th, 2014. He asks how she's doing. He says, hello. She says, I'm fine. How are you? He goes, I'm good. You never wrote me back. She goes, that's because I hadn't had time to be on here. She goes, okay, so what have you been up to? Been very busy cleaning up after the building work. And you? Aw, I wish I was there to help you. How is your health? I'm okay. Just got a lot to do, LOL. He goes, great. How is your family? Very concerned.
Yes.
Now we're on April 29th, by the way. Everyone is fine, and my daughter shaved her hair off to raise money for a charity.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey goes, oh, that's pure. Can you tell her I said hi? So again, scammers want to ingratiate themselves.
Yeah.
So if the family member will accept them, that's a win.
Yes.
If the family member will not accept them, then they will try to isolate the victim and say they don't understand us. You know, it's just you and me versus the world.
Right.
So it's not a bad tactic here.
No, it's not. You know, I mean, on their end, no.
Yeah, on humanity's end, it stinks.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. Yeah, that's awful.
She goes, Sickly Sue goes, yes, okay, I'm so proud that she did that. To help sick people. Mickey goes, she is blessed. Sickly Sue goes, she's an amazing person. Most people are selfish. LOL.
Oh.
She goes, he goes, LOL, you are right. Is she? Is she really?
Yeah.
Mickey goes, this is May 3rd, 2014 now. Hello? Then he tries calling her three times. He goes, hello? She goes, what's wrong? He goes, I'm going to call you now, okay? She goes, I can't take calls because I'm chatting to my friend, plus my mic doesn't work. He goes, okay. She asks if he's okay. This is all May 3rd. Yes, and you? Yes, but I have too much cleaning to do, LOL, she says. He goes, LOL, I. All right.
I.
She asks what he's been doing. He goes, nothing, just relaxing. She goes, I wish I could relax, LOL. He goes, well, why can't you, LOL? I have too much cleaning, LOL. He goes, don't you have a maid?
So what?
There's this misconception again that we've seen this before where they think the Westerners have all this money, that we're just rolling in it.
According to my wife, everybody has a maid.
Yeah.
Really?
I told my wife, she's telling me that I keep a clean house. I looked at dust. And I go, it's a bad day to ask for a raise. I go, and she goes, well, a lot of people have maids. Who has maids? Most people have a maid. Okay.
All righty. Yeah,
most
really.
Wives know how to cook a dinner.
Yeah, I know.
Most people don't go clanging around the house at 4 a.m. while somebody's trying to sleep.
Yeah.
most people's situation.
Yeah.
Most people know the difference between a pantry and a bed.
Exactly.
Most people, when they come home, don't sit in the car for an hour and a half.
What?
Oh, yeah, she comes home. What was the home?
Well, in her defense, you're in there.
Yeah.
But wait, what is she talking on the phone?
I would imagine something's going on.
Yeah, she's probably talking on the phone. Or sometimes she'll just sit and eat her dinner in the car, in the driveway.
Davin and I just paused and looked at each other like, what?
Yeah, but you know what? There's nothing that really surpasses the drive-through experience.
Yeah, when you're not home.
Hey, stupid, this is how we got to go together. Who are you to judge?
Oh, slop towel.
But that's just really strange.
Yes.
To sit in your own driveway and eat your dinner.
Yeah.
But again, Spot is waiting on the inside.
Spot. Spot.
From the Munsters.
From the Munsters, yeah.
Yeah, old dragon breath freaking roars at her, you know. Nobody wants to walk into that.
I'm going to put that back as my Facebook page, Facebook profile. That is me.
That is. I mean, hi.
But I mean, all joking aside, that's odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Out of the many odd things that she
does. You know
what
I can't wait to see? When they pull up side by side in the parking lot and in the driveway and they're both eating the dinner and they're side by side in the driveway and nobody's going inside.
But you know what she did?
I just started picturing that.
It might be booby trapped.
No, and they're passing dirty looks at each other through the windows.
I used to tell her she used to be sitting in the car in the driveway. I go, why do we have a house? We should just have a parking lot. I go.
Well, you know she can't eat inside because her side of the dining table is covered in crap.
Probably, yeah. But, yeah, it just drives me nuts.
Like that's the only factor.
Yeah.
So Mickey says to Sickly Sue, don't you have a maid? Sue goes, oh, my God, no way. Only rich people here have a maid.
Yeah.
So Mickey laughs. Yeah.
There's a lot of LOL in this conversation.
There
they
is.
Sound like hyenas.
They're having a good time.
LOL, LOL.
They're having a good time.
How are you? LOL. LOL.
La, 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 la.
So Sickly Sue goes, do you have a maid? And then she goes, my maid is called Mavis, LOL.
No.
That's Sickly Sue?
Nice.
Nice jab. Nice jab. Nice jab. Nice jab.
Of course, Mavis Mills, Joe's ex. sorry, Joe's girl. But whatever. Yeah. Before there was you, there was... Mavis. Got all mad at me because she thought I was talking about her, that Mickey Wynn, her brother, stole stuff from me.
Yeah.
So Sickly Sue launches this across the bow.
Nice. Lisa says, it's Effie's day off.
So Mickey goes, okay.
Okay.
Then July 17th, he asks, how are you? She goes, I'm good. How are you? He goes, I'm good. Glad to hear it. So what are you up to, Mickey asks. Just sat down with a coffee. What are you doing, Sickly Sue says. Cool. Nothing. She goes, why not? He goes, just relaxing. She goes, I've been cleaning and doing the laundry, LOL. So she's moved on from illness to Cinderella.
Yeah.
She's constantly cleaning now.
Yeah, it's the list of chores.
Yeah, really. Anything not to send you money, stupid.
She's just chore girl.
Sickness to clean.
Mickey goes, good. And that is the end of Mickey Wynn.
The total end?
The total end.
He doesn't contact her anymore?
Not that I can tell, no.
There's probably that Mavis comment that got him.
He commented after that, a couple months later.
Mm.
But no LOL after that comment.
No. No, unfortunately.
Tom says, she's gone from HIV to OCD. Nice.
So then we go to, where are we? Oh, okay. In September 16th, 2014, Belinda posted a picture of herself.
Oh.
And a guy comments that she looks like a bag of money.
Interesting.
I don't know if that means she looks really good or like, we're going to make money on your ass.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd find that flattering.
I don't think so. A bag of money we all want, but it's not exactly the most beautiful looking thing.
Now, yeah, last person who called me a bag got a smack across the bow.
Now, Kim Kardashian on the VMAs, her ass looked like there was a bunch of change in it.
Two bags of money. Yeah. Doubloons.
I mean, what do you make of that?
I just don't really know. I mean, it sounds like a scammer saying, you know, that she's... she's worth putting out on the street in scammer language.
Which she's done.
Yeah.
And who made this comment?
Some guy, Theo Trainer.
Huh. And you don't know anything about him? Or?
No.
Hmm.
So then on what day is this? March 13 of this year, 2015, I'm going to get some various posts. Belinda, on her real Facebook page, goes, "Can I ever find true love?"
I don't think so.
You had it and you threw it away.
So her aunt says it's only a matter of time. She says thank you. Ishmael. Remember Cousin Ishmael?
Yeah.
Cousin Ishmael. Joe's eyes crossed.
It's like the last episode of Seinfeld.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Everybody comes back for a cameo.
Yeah.
No scammer for you.
No scammer.
Ishmael goes, "You will very soon," with the ellipsis. So either he's encouraging her or they got some more work to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I think, you know what? It's sometimes like we make a joke or something like that, like in regards to like the act or the show or something like that. You make a comment or something like that because we're doing something next week or something like that. It's sort of like what they're saying here.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I got a new love lined up for you.
I'll give you a perfect example.
Okay.
When we were goofing about things at the ACD show, and I go, "That's pretty funny." He goes, "We'll be talking about this."
Yes.
So you know what I'm saying? Where you know it's a comment that we made in conjunction of what we're going to be doing in the future.
Right.
Which
work-wise.
I think is the same thing. Work-wise,
I agree.
Think is the same here.
I agree.
So then she posts. This is March 1st. Don't fall in love with someone who says the right things. Fall in love with someone who does the right things.
Oh, does right by you via Western Union. Yeah.
He gets me a cell phone and a computer.
I mean, my relationship with Belinda was based on her trying to say the right things.
I would not read into any of those things if I didn't already know what this girl was made of.
Mm. Right.
You know?
But this page, she has Africans on this page and American white dudes on this page.
Uh-huh.
She's using her real page to do scamming, which we saw that transition.
Yeah.
Yes.
We saw her going from the fake page that she created when she would pretend to be Juliana Avalos and she was Agnes Arete.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Then I had my own special Belinda page.
Yes.
And everything where only I was allowed to frolic.
Banned.
And then she would never let me on this page, her personal page, which was a real bone of contention.
Right.
And then finally she did, but she hid her friends from me. But certainly this action was not going on. But now we see all this.
Ben, I always found that odd where she would, you know, "I love you, I care about you," and you wouldn't let her on she wouldn't let you on her page. And she kept on dragging her feet on that. We're in a real relationship. That's a big deal breaker. And that's an insulting, and that's a deal breaker.
Yeah. How'd your wife take it when you banned her from yours?
It wasn't good. Wasn't good.
Why aren't I getting your news? You aren't showing up in my newsread. Must be a Facebook glitch.
Yeah.
Oh, Facebook.
Yeah. Interesting thing, that.
So she's posting all that. Let's see. Any comments on that? Let's see. I'm trying to see what else there is. On... Oh, on January 18th, she had posted, "Can't sleep, feeling sad."
Aww.
So people go, so now a white guy from America who may or may not be married, it seems like he is, goes, "It'll be all right."
It's a white knight.
Yes. Oh, enough of those. I know where you get that from.
Yeah.
Anybody with a conscience is a white knight for certain groups.
But
certain
this guy's a white knight, though.
Yeah, because he shows decency.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. That, you know what? If anybody thinks I'm the prick on this show, that response shows who the real asshole is. Because he shows DC. Joe without Missy, because, ugh, how dare he?
After the segment we did about the Nazi train. and I'm...
Yeah, he doesn't know what pricks we are. He was trying to be nice.
Yeah. So people are going, "Don't be, it'll be all right." And she goes, "Yeah." And so that was that. And throughout the months, she posted various things like that about how sad she was and love and everything. So I'm kind of thinking she might have, she might have had a fallout with one of her guys.
Yeah.
Probably a guy who she dumped me for. You know, that's kind of what I'm thinking from that. What do you think?
Lisa says that she's a member of Ashley Madison.
Jesus Christ.
When you define one of the guys, one of her marks or the guys that she's with?
I think one of her marks. I mean, because I think she's really married. I think she's married in real life, and I think the guy goes on here to control.
Let's think about it. When she was kind of, you and her were bearing your souls to each other and stuff like that.
The good old days, Joe.
Could it? But was it that period?
This is the beginning of 2015. All right. I'm a year plus gone, baby.
All right, okay.
This isn't about me.
All right, because if she was...
Because I'm blocked. I can't see this as me. She's blocked me.
Right.
I have to use one of my other characters to keep an eye on her.
Who had schizophrenia, exactly?
Exactly.
Yeah. Because the thing is if she
It's not meant for me.
Right, but hypothetically, if she was going through something with her husband at the time...
She might have been.
Where there have been problems. Now, you come along and you're having this you know, relationship, you know, where people are people. I mean, you know, you're getting into feelings and stuff like that. You know, maybe that's when the old man found out and gave you the heave-ho.
No, I think this is complete BS used to lure other people. Mm. I think a guy said, I'm not sending you money after sending a bunch of money and said, how could you, this, that, the other thing. And she probably kept him hanging around, didn't block him. Finally, oh, no, you misunderstand. Again, I'm only speculating.
Yeah.
But I think this is all for a show to gain sympathy.
Yeah. Not only that, or maybe that she is upset because she had this mark. Don't forget, you know, the old man took over because she wasn't getting anything out of this guy here.
Right.
You know, now if she's having a problem getting people to send money and do this, you know, she might have had this guy in the hook. The husband's going, how you doing with this guy? I'm doing really good. He's going to send me money. Now she's got to turn around and tell the guy, you know, well, he didn't send me the money and this, that, and the other thing. So, you know, it's her job performance might be
on
the line.
There's going to be an evaluation.
Yeah.
You know, think about it. If you're running that syndicate, you know, and she's not getting the job done,
Mickey
done.
Didn't get anything out of Sickly Sue.
Yeah, so she
has... But a Snide and Mavis comments.
Right. So after all this fall-de-roll and shenanigans, there's really nothing coming her way. And if she's with her husband and this group of people, she's the weakest link in the chain.
Well, yeah. We don't know if the others are scoring big, but...
But still,
don't know.
She's not being the employee of the year either.
No.
I mean, she's not getting.
At least I gave her good stories.
You gave her good stories,
but
still, good stories isn't
time.
Paying the mortgage. You know.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, maybe on our end, but on their end.
Lisa in the deadpan says it's one of her marks that she's talking about.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. And this is going on. This has been going on, where she posts this stuff.
Yeah.
The woe is me.
Right, and also all of her cast of cohorts jumping in and going, oh, it'll happen for you and everything. They know we're in real life. Why are they saying that here?
Yeah.
This is just because they're helping her play the game of this character that she's portraying.
You know, and the funny thing is when you just said that, what you said before, I'm like, well, and you just answered finished it off on that because that's exactly why they're doing that.
Yeah.
So on June 19th of this year, I checked in on Michael. See what he was up to.
Right.
And everything. Michael, of course, has his girlfriend in another country.
Mm-hmm.
Is friends with Belinda and everything. Told Belinda about me, this, that, the other thing. This is what was on his page. To whom it may concern. Well, it was a link to GoFundMe.
Oh.
This is a GoFundMe link. For those of you who don't know what GoFundMe is, you can put your cause up and ask people to donate money for whatever it might be. So, to whom it may concern. My name is Michael. I live... where I live in the USA. However, the aim of this statement is to ascertain the conditions of my fiancée Marlena Augustina from Indonesia, whose intention is to stay with me in the USA. But due to my financial incompetency, I would love to ask for your assistance for her trip expenses.
Oh, my God.
Thus, her trip expenses definitely calls... Why are you laughing? There's a man heart broken over here.
I know, and it sounds like when Mersh went to Florida. That dumbbell.
I need a ticket for a Greyhound and maybe some snacks.
Yeah, hopefully the bus goes to hell. Asshole.
Just a couple of Drake's cakes.
Damn good ratings on that station. Assholes.
Let it go, Joe. It's fine.
We're not bitter.
No, we don't hold the grudge. My fiancée, Marla Augustina. From Indonesia, whose intention is to stay with me in the USA. But due to my financial incompetency, I would love to ask for your assistance for her trip expenses. Thus, her trip expenses definitely calls for your help. Hence, I am not in a better position to sponsor her. Neither does she have a strong savings account to sponsor her own trip. Who the hell wrote this? You in the first draft of the blog? What the hell is this crap?
Lisa says, sounds like a scammer himself.
I don't think so.
No?
But it could have been written for him.
Right.
I don't think... He's a scammer.
Okay.
But I think it's possible to go, no, I'll take care of this.
Yeah, here, let me write a draft for you.
Yeah, I'll handle it. All you got to do is post it, stupid.
Oh, boy.
Therefore, as a U.S. citizen, and you know what? Here's why I don't know. I mean, some of the I's are capitalized, and then a couple aren't. So it might have been by him. Because, you know, lowercase I's for the pronoun often indicates somebody not of this country.
Right.
But, no. Anyway. Therefore, as a U.S. citizen, I am cordially requesting for your kind aid. I would love you to help me raise the funds for her interview, which is in mid-August. Our marriage plans are already at a confirmed status. On this note, your kind support is appreciated in order to assess her visa process so that by August she can be available to meet with me here in the U.S. In addition, I am optimistic that it is only your support that I need to be able to facilitate my fiancé's trip. Therefore, your utmost support is highly solicited. Yours sincerely, Michael, U.S. citizen. How much do you think he's asking for? As of June 28th, how much do you think he's asking for?
Transport from Indonesia? What do you think, $2,500?
I would say probably around 10.
You think?
10,
I don't. 000? I have no idea what a flight costs.
$3,700.
$3,700, okay.
And as of June 28th, how much do you think you raised?
I would say about $800.
I'm going to say like $100 sympathy money.
A zero.
Ah!
Nobody's buying that horse pucky.
No. Good. That is really, now, you know, there were a couple of items, I didn't want to pick apart the grammar there, but there were a couple of items where, and I mean, Americans make these mistakes too because our education system has failed us.
Or we're in a rush, or, you know.
Right, but I mean, there were a lot of things in there that were not.
This does not sound like it was composed
grammar.
In a rush. This was not rushed.
No, you would think this through.
Yeah.
And some things were just not the way that we speak or write. And so I'm thinking that we're going back to the she helped him compose this.
Somebody helped him compose this. A lot of support in there.
Mm. Yeah, but glad that there isn't monetary support. You know, I like that. What was the term he used? He was financially incompetent.
I love financially incompetent.
That's not really what you meant to
your
say,
your savings
dude.
Are stupid.
Yeah, that's not really what you meant to say.
But this tells me he still believes it all.
He does.
He's never met this girl.
He's all in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
So despite my efforts from a year ago.
Right. No, he's still buying into this.
Yeah.
Maybe fortunately for him, he doesn't have enough money to send her money.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he's been sending her some, Pip.
Yeah, still be on.
Yeah, I mean, hasn't been a goose egg this whole time.
That's sad.
He's sending what he can, and I'm guessing it's not a lot because I don't think he has very much.
No, he doesn't have it to spend.
He's
that's
on disability.
Terrible.
He needs his medications. This, that, the other thing.
Yeah, that's sad.
It is sad.
You know, you do, with all kinds of circumstances, I mean, here we try to help people from being scammed.
I've been getting a considerable amount of phone calls and emails from people, particularly with the Avalos thing, just really appreciative of the efforts that they put forth and everything.
Yeah, I mean, but there's people who appreciate it and understand and have either lived through it or have been educated so that they don't live through it. But then, I mean, in all facts of life, there's always going to be the one friend that comes to you for advice and they never listen to you.
Right.
You know, there's always going to be somebody who they just keep shooting themselves in the foot no matter what you try to do for them. And it's sad to watch them go down
that path. You
think this
is he's one of those?
Yeah.
But you know his. But I noticed his family is friends with some of like the Belinda's people, like Ishmael and everything. So his family knows about it. At least some of them seem to be supportive of this.
Yeah,
which is even more sad.
Yeah, really.
So you kind of wonder what's going on that end to make it all seem real.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. when they have all their scammer buddies jumping in and saying, yeah. Well, you know, we'll help you. I mean, on Belinda's page,
and you know they'll do video.
Oh yeah, yeah, with a script.
Yeah, but it makes them unique.
Right.
No, I'm for real. Why don't you believe me?
Right.
Yeah. You know.
Right.
So,
but he's all in. It's too bad.
I couldn't reach him.
No.
I tried.
No, you did.
I mean, I could still reach out to him, I guess, but I mean, I think the die's cast. I don't think there's anything.
It sounds like a point there's nothing you could do or say.
No. I mean, when I give them the audio and go, listen, not for nothing, but they're scammers, and you can hear the guy go, I don't know. It is kind of suspicious, but that's not what she said. And then I was just snooping. I check on Belinda's page every several months or so. Like to see what my old girlfriend's up to.
Yeah.
She left Facebook.
Really? Belinda? Well,
at least that page is gone.
Oh.
And I created another profile, which I deleted right afterwards, just to see, well, maybe she blocked this one that she doesn't know about. How do I know?
Yeah.
She's gone.
Wow.
So I don't know.
She's gone under that name.
And I checked her other name. I don't know. So it's kind of, I don't think I'll be, she could come back. I mean, people deactivate it for a while.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, after all the sad songs that she's been putting out there and everything, maybe the keeper said, you know what, enough of this, it's not work.
Yeah, you're not.
Shut it down.
You're not as good at this as we thought you were going to
be.
No. Yeah, yeah. You know, she wasn't. You know, she's getting the job done.
Kind of miss it though.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry to see it.
There's enough iHeart clips to be coming where you'll be reliving old times again.
No, but I mean, it's just like she's gone. There's no way to reach out to her now.
Yeah.
Right. You know what? She was a good run.
Got 3 years of radio out of her. Crying out loud.
I know.
So I think for us, for now, scamming scammers is going to go on hiatus. I still got stuff in the vault.
Yeah.
That we can do. I'm not real. Did you get anywhere with the one you were trying to scam?
No.
Okay. They probably got deleted before you could.
That's what usually happens.
That's what happens.
Which
is
stunning. Stupid Facebook.
But,
I know.
But it does show how, you know, this is getting attention where they are being more intuitive to it.
But yet people are still getting scammed every day. So
there's a lot of people.
I know.
You know, you can't get everybody.
Every once in a while, somebody hits me up on Facebook that I don't know, and I'm like, ooh, and I rub my hands together, and they're already gone. I'm like,
And I see a lot of friend requests that just, a bunch of people that just seem odd that I don't accept.
Yeah, I had a really interesting friend request that I didn't know the person, and they only had that egg oval face placement
for the
profile before you have an actual picture.
Yeah.
They only had four friends, but one of the friends was my brother's son. And so I talked to him on the phone. And I said, do you know this person? Because they tried to friend me on Facebook. And he's one of those kids that he'll just, like, accept everybody as a friend. You know, and he goes, yeah, but I don't know who that really is. I wouldn't friend him if I were you. And I'm like, thank you. I already knew that.
I get friends of Joe's from sometime. Like, I got one that had, like, a drummer on his profile. You know, friend of Joe Curry's, friend of Joe Kumi's. Why the hell not?
Yeah.
but then again, I don't know what they're accepting either.
Yeah.
But the profile looked real. It was a real profile, a real person. I just don't know who it was.
Yeah, it might have been Drew.
Basically, I'm accepting everybody but hot chicks in comics. That's pretty much what I'm accepting.
That's too bad.
Yeah, exactly. If you're like a drop-dead gorgeous chick, I'm like, no.
Yeah, that can't be real.
Unless I know you somehow.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, no.
Yeah, it's like I look and see. I try to get a glimmer of, you know, if any fan tries to, friend me. You know, friend. You know, the show or Davin or Joe or something, so I know where you're coming from, because if you just seem like some stranger who has no friends in common and I can't figure out your profile, no. Not
it's
happening.
Very safe with you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know.
I have a show to do, so I can't afford that.
Yeah, I know.
I
know.
I have to take my chances.
Yeah.
I am friends with a Pakistani guy now.
Really?
I haven't made him my Facebook friend, but I've chatted with him and everything. Interesting guy.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's the cool thing about the internet. You can find people who you never talk to.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
And he did make me aware that I needed to button up my security, because he was like looking at pictures. I'm like, oh, nobody's supposed to see that. But there's a setting where you can hide even your old posts and everything. And I hadn't done that. So now none of my pictures, except for like my profile picture, which at this point is a bear. So unless you're a gay guy, we should be all right.
Well, you do have a goatee, so.
But it's a black bear.
Oh, okay. I meant you.
Black
as a
bear lives matter.
I didn't mean a bear with a goatee. I meant you have a goatee, so you could be a bear. A gay bear.
Like with Winnie the Pooh.
who likes it where that stuff is?
Something about a honey pot. I just couldn't figure it out. Yeah, I know.
That sucked. All right, we'll move on.
All right, yes, please.
So that's a scamming scammers. I'm sure we'll come back to it at some point. We're going to take a break because we got to focus on Ann Jackson. Way behind on the Ann Jackson and the lunacy. That's our love.
Oh, my God. So behind.
So we'll do some scam busters right now.
something strange on your Facebook page. Who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! If it's something weird and she looks real good, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! I ain't afraid of no scams.
So, what are we guessing tonight, kids?
Well, I think that we have to guess on, of course, Mr. Dabin.
That's a constant.
That's a constant. I would like to have a new category, Fuck Off My Life.
Oh!
Very good.
And I think that I went the wrong way with the so-called last time. I'm thinking so-called Parker Green.
Okay.
Mm. How about that? Mm. Intriguing?
Yes.
Too far off?
I like the fact that you imply you give this heavy thoughts.
Actually, I did. How sad.
Yeah, it's nice that you're dedicated like that. So what are our guesses, kids?
Well, why don't you go first?
All right. So, Mr. Davins, I'm going for, about 3.
Okay.
The so-called Parker Greens, I'm going with 4.
Wow.
And what was that?
Fuck Off My Life.
I'm going with 4 on those.
Wow. Fucking Off My Life.
Mm. Yeah, that is. Okay, I'm going to go with 3 Mr. Davins because I think that's a solid choice.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go with 2 Fuck Off My Life and 1 so-called Parker Green.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. I don't think that would be a high one normally.
Yeah,
you
no.
Gotta, that's a very specific one.
She
has to be talking about Parker Green and disgusted with him. And sometimes she loves Parker Green.
Yeah.
And other times she's not so much.
And that's why it's called gambling.
It certainly is.
So Lisa is down for 2 Mr. Davins.
Yeah, Lisa, tag team it.
One Fuck Off My Life.
I will not.
And so-called Parker Green, 1.
Okay.
Tom says 2 Mr. Davins, 1 Fuck Off My Life, and 2 so-called Parker Greens. So I think we have a good tally.
Joe's
here.
Girl not playing tonight?
I don't know. She may have stepped away from the game, but she can jump in at any time in the chat.
All right. Well, remember last week, it appeared that after denying.
Here she is.
Ah.
So Joe's
all I had to do was call her out.
Joe's Girl, well, she was typing slowly, I guess. Joe's Girl has 3 Mr. Davins, 2 Fuck Off My Lives, and no Parker Greens.
Yeah.
All right. So go ahead.
Okay.
We have everybody's in.
Well, everybody who wants to play is in.
Yeah.
Not everybody's in, but everyone.
No, everybody wants to play is in.
Yeah. So last week, remember, Jackson had been saying we'd heard these rumors that she had some type of romantic relationship with Miller, and she thought we denied it.
Yeah.
But then we started to hear from their conversations, like she's like, the love is gone, baby.
It sure did sound like some pillow talk going on.
Yeah. And I also explained to her once again that these are not incompetent fools, that they're scammers, and it's okay. Plenty of intelligent people fall for scammers. I kind of laid it on the line in a nice way last week.
Mm-hmm.
So this is April 14th, 2014. I write to her, I go, why do you think Miller hacked you? If you are concerned and have mentioned before that you are, open a new email account that these people do not have. Because she always thinks that she's been hacked.
Yeah.
Mr. Davins!
Oh, there we go.
My mail was blocked when I was going to send mail to another anti-scam site to post the truth. Miller once intruded my mail, and he majored military science.
And he blocked her email?
Miller once intruded my email.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She said she was blocked. She was blocked.
Because she was trying to send to another anti-scam site. They might have had enough, but who knows.
Okay, so they...
That's a very good guess, yes.
Yeah. Not everybody has a radio show to do, Joe.
Yeah, they fail to see the entertainment value as much as we do.
Yeah, even at times I don't see the entertainment, but I go, I know some people who will. Yeah. So I'll continue with this nonsense. But yes, and he majored in military science, which is a degree I'm not aware of.
Yeah, me neither.
Military science.
Not to mean that it doesn't exist, but okay.
According to the research, Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton are in Malaysia now. Miller and Green are in Thailand. Just U.S. soldiers gallivanting all over Asia.
Of course.
They're all over the place. Just gallivant around the globe, these fucking guys.
I know.
I've always said, think about the airfare. for this guy. They're trying to get all this money. If the scammers get the money, they're going to keep $8 because the rest of it's been blown on flying all over the damn place.
Yeah, the government will pick up the charge.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm sure they're flying first class.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm sure they're everywhere they say they're out.
Yeah.
They get the damp wet towel.
Yeah.
So.
They're treating themselves well, Joe. It's good to be a scammer.
Lisa says they're looking for the missing plane.
Ah.
Yeah, very
this
good.
This is before the... No, actually, April 14, 2014. That right around that time.
Yeah, it was July when that thing went missing.
Was it?
That was it. I think it was.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I go, how do you know they are there? Did you trace their IP address, or did you find out some other way? It is it is possible that particular scam sites blocked you themselves.
You said it.
I said that. Mr. Javin!
Two! Damn.
Uh-oh.
I contacted another anti-scam site, and he told me they are in Malaysia. I think so. Number one, I am sure that writing style is Eric Bors. Number two, this is the message from one anti-scam site. Please read. Hey, Ann. I was expecting to see him in Ghana, but he is in Malaysia. He could travel like many scammers do now. I'm not sure if I told you, but I've also sent a test email to get even more proof and verify the locations. Having more proof to go with what you already have helps to convince most people, even if they don't want to believe it. Number three. I think I wrote that to her, by the way.
Mm.
Number three, I guess Brown Cotton is still in Malaysia, because there are many scammers there. Last May, I got a phone call from that Thai woman's group, and they threatened me a lot, and I lied to the scammer saying I was heavily sick.
Heavily sick?
She was heavily sick, Joe.
Heavily.
Maybe she meant heavily medicated.
Heavily sedated. That
would be a greater, better excuse.
I respond, I go, I don't doubt he's in Malaysia. As was mentioned, I was just wondering how it was tracked. I do not have the answer on how your message got blocked. If he could do what you if he could do that, why wouldn't he do more damage to your computer? But yes, it's possible he hacked you. I don't really think the scammers are doing that, Dar. Because if they wanted to do some damage, they would. Because if they're at the point where they're hacking her, they've determined that she's a pain in the arse.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they just want to get involved with her as least as they need to.
Yeah.
I don't think they're just messing around and messing with her emails.
No.
I don't.
Why would they do that?
I don't.
That doesn't make sense.
That's not a scammery thing to do. Mr. Javin!
Three
wow.
already! Wow.
Wow.
I guess the real terrorists are tracing me. And someone is maybe changing the mail servers for me. Maybe it is Brown Cotton. See this! And when someone intruded my mail, the PC will inform me. The error that the other server returned was... And then she sends an error message. SecuServer net connection refused. I don't know.
I don't know.
So
we can't do IT for these people too.
Yeah, really.
You know, enough.
It's funny you should mention that.
Ah.
I go, is there an IT person at the school or business?
That's funny.
That's great.
Where you work that could look into this and make sure your computer is properly protected? I have told you many times I do not think it is in your best interest and to stop contacting them and letting you know what you think and do.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're trying to keep everything hushed, don't tell them.
Yeah.
Don't CC, don't write and then CC everybody on it.
Why don't you send them your PIN numbers?
Sure, she has.
Oh, I'm,
yeah.
sure they, I'm sure they've been in their possession
I
for
mean,
a wee while.
You don't lose all that money with keeping things a secret.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. So then she's talking about the woman who brought this all to our attention, who we interviewed on the show. Because remember, she does not because that woman said that, you know, she was supposed to have a relationship with Desmond Parker Green, and then he asked for money.
Yeah.
And Anne does not believe this.
Okay,
and,
right.
You know, Anne just does character assaults on this woman.
Yeah.
So she goes through, Anne writes to me, we need the real messages, but she cannot afford it. She lies to me a couple of times about this, and this is why I do not believe her.
Okay.
So I respond, all I can tell you is she told me it was on an old computer and she's working on getting me the files. Whether she is a liar or not is somewhat irrelevant.
Hmm.
The preponderance of the evidence shows that these people you were dealing with were an organized scam syndicate, even if she did lie, which I'm not saying she did. It gave me the incentive to reach out to you. Hopefully, as we have gone through the process, you've been able to step back and see these scammers for what they are. I do believe all of your problems began when you were talking with Jimmy. I don't have enough to prove it, but not making a flight and a message that the person was harmed or murdered is typical of scammers.
Mm-hmm.
It does seem that everything went bad for you once Jimmy was killed.
Yeah.
It would have been worse for him. It would also explain how all these various people pretending to be with the government agencies got a hold of you again. I can't find a listing anywhere for your friend's murder or the case that followed.
Mm.
So that is that.
Hmm.
Huh.
What do you guys think?
I'm thinking that she's going to come back to you and still be, you know, just ranting about the same things in a circular file.
You don't think it's sunk in?
No. No.
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. She'll get a burst where she'll call them scammers,
mm-hmm.
and you know, scamming me and scammers and this, that, and the other thing. Two paragraphs later, she's back saying they're incompetent. I think she's as, I still go with the contention that she's a schizophrenic.
Which would kind of be like the victim Michael we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're talking about mental illness, we're kind of, one, confirmed.
Right.
Yeah, well, self-confirmed. I mean, right. I'm not his doctor, but. And the you know, so we kind of see what they're targeting.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That kind of, that's a very good point, because it kind of mirrors that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, Anne's not all there.
I don't think she's even partly there, Joe.
You know,
Lisa said she needs her meds upgraded.
Yeah, really.
She can't afford meds probably now.
Probably not now.
Yeah.
But think about, now she works for a school.
Allegedly.
Yeah, okay. I mean, but
she was a teacher, supposedly.
Oh, boy.
Remember she asked for money from her students?
Yes,
That's
yes.
That's kind of weird.
That is weird.
You know what? You don't really need to go on the field trip. How about you give me the money? You don't really want milk. Get some drinks from the water fountain.
What we're going to do, we're going to go to the zoo, but what we're going to do, we're going to stand in the courtyard of the school. We're going to watch a squirrel. It's an animal. It's there.
And you all behave like animals.
And it'll only cost you $20 a piece.
I think that if she had actually... I don't understand why, if she, because she claims that she's borrowed money from students, mm-hmm. she's borrowed it from work.
Do you believe that?
Supposedly friends. I don't know, because I'm thinking that she would have been, you know, somebody would have stepped up and pressed charges against her for fraud or something at this point. If
yeah,
she had taken
point.
Money from all these people. So
unless they just pity her.
Maybe they do,
but
still.
But I
still.
Mean, people are going to be like, no, I want to get my money.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the laws of Japan.
And maybe not all of them would, but somebody's going to step up and say, all right, enough, I want my money back.
Maybe she's writing to me from jail.
Ah!
Maybe it was the warden who intruded her email.
And her real name is Laquan. And she's a fullback.
Maybe it's the warden. You can't send emails out of this jail.
That's why. Yeah.
Lunatic.
Yeah. I don't not everything pieces together with her, and she's always eager to say that everybody else is a phony and a liar, but she's the one who, she must have messed up and given you the emails that showed that she was really having an affair,
yeah.
or at least an emotional affair with this guy, and she's saying, no, never happened, and it's like, well, that's not how it reads, honey.
So we know she's a liar.
Yeah, yeah.
Or she's just so delusional she doesn't recall it.
I think she's delusional. Also, to admit for her that you know, she has been scammed would probably be devastating to her.
Well, I mean, I pointed out, and I think we'd all agree, once Jimmy came into her life, it was not good. I think that was the first layer.
Yeah.
People don't just get murdered and nobody reads about it.
Yeah.
No.
Unless it's Chicago, and then that's just called Wednesday.
My whole thing with her, I mean, she sounds like a very confused, you know, lady, but when she's leading scammer groups, criticizing people, you know, it's kind of disquieting on that, you know. I still feel, yeah, I still go with the contention she's a schizophrenic. She's not coming to terms. For her to acknowledge steadily that she has been scammed would be absolutely devastating to her.
Well, we've already seen with Michael, if there's any mental instability, it doesn't end well.
Yeah.
Not usually, but I mean, even, but to go to Joe's point, now she has been known to lead people in the anti-scammer groups, but
not in the groups, but you know, people saw her because she put out videos, and that's nice, you know. You
yeah.
put out a YouTube video, you're an expert.
Mm. Absolutely.
Sure.
but how many times have we seen you know, I mean, armchair diagnosis, they might have been mentally ill, but how many times have we seen mentally ill people who are charismatic enough to get people to follow them in whatever way, shape, or form?
Yeah,
like,
Hitler.
You know, Hitler, Jim Jones,
yeah.
You know, all kinds of people who lead people down a bad path because they just seem convincing enough and so and self-assured enough that people and those people, you know, might be delusional or you know, vulnerable themselves. So, but they're like, this person really seems to know what they're talking about. I'm going to follow them to their detriment, you know.
Well, I think it's been a very sad turn of events that we've seen tonight. And these don't always end well.
I mean,
sometimes can intervene and help some folks, and sometimes there's just not much you can do.
No. Like you said, I mean, certainly there have been people that have been helped.
I mean, they're contacting me.
It's anything where you need to change a habit or get rid of a vice. Somebody that's not trying to stop drinking, you can have the best counselor helping them. Somebody's trying to be on a diet, you can have somebody counsel. Somebody that you want to be healthier taking their medications.
Yeah.
You know, you can have the best helping you, but if you're not willing to take care of yourself, it's all for naught. It's nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with Anne. I mean, you know, people are trying to help her. You know, Davin's trying to help her, and she's not getting it. She's being very defensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when anytime he tries to say anything against it, and you know, and she's very self defensive, and she's not helping herself. And the facts are there. She's admitted it on several occasions that she's been scammed.
Yeah,
but she won't come to terms with it.
No,
so. Next week we'll do more of Ann Jackson, because we'll do that more in the last segment. So we'll do that.
Well, three of us got called it right with three Mr. Davins.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, me, Joe, and Joe's girl.
Nice.
Right on.
And we all screwed up the last two categories.
Well, no, I think Joe's girl had
zero for so-called Parker Green, so good for her.
There is a girl.
She got two out of three.
There is a girl.
She did the best tonight.
Joe's girl's the winner tonight.
Yay.
Yes, she is.
Winner in chat. We'll see how it goes the rest of the life. But tonight she's a winner, Joe's girl. You get the gold star.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tonight Joe will pull into your driveway and there'll be dinner for two.
And you can sit in your own cars.
Yeah.
Gaze through the passenger window.
Roll the windows down. Stare into each other's eyes. Eat some ramen noodles together.
Wait, that's not the normal way people eat dinner together?
Well, no, this is a victory dinner.
Oh,
Joe's going to treat his lady
ramen
tonight.
Noodles for my anniversary. And then I complain. I go, what is that? Well, I gave you mayonnaise last year. Do you understand what I've been dealing with?
Mayonnaise?
Yeah, she gave me mayo.
Isn't that for the 12th year? I think that's the 12th year of marriage, Joe. It's normal.
I can't believe I've just been... Oh.
No, paper tin.
I was going to get you ketchup, but it wasn't classy.
Paper tin, mayo. You know, that's how it goes.
You're not worth Miracle Whip. Let's not get crazy.
Oh, come on. The big jar? No.
You're not even worth Hellman's, mister. Here, have some Kraft. Like it.
I just have to back up for a second.
Beep. Beep. Sorry.
Joe's holding his head. He doesn't even dare comment. He's like so afraid tonight. Joe, was the mayo wrapped?
What?
No.
Was
it's
it bagged?
A present.
Was it bagged?
No, it was just put on the kitchen table.
Was there a card?
There was not with it. I got it afterwards.
But and this was literally pronounced as this is your gift?
Yeah.
Do you like mayonnaise?
Yeah.
All right, so she got you something you like. What are you bitching about?
Listen.
Not like she doesn't know you.
Let me just put this into perspective for a second, okay? Mr. Helix was married before. Things were obviously not very cordial when they broke up, but they've gone back to being friends, and they get along really well now.
Mayonnaise brings people together.
A couple years ago, he gave her a quart of Ben & Jerry's on her birthday.
Get fat. I don't have to do you anymore. That's what that says.
No, they're
eat up, fatso.
They're divorced, and he gave her Ben & Jerry's. Yeah, you got mayonnaise?
Yeah. Well, he's like, eat up. Get some diabetes. Get out of my life. Which is the same message that I
But I tell
have
you.
Some heart disease.
It's almost like when we were working at the Holly Hotel, and he gave me a salad, a head of lettuce cut in half, with three pieces of cheese and a piece of chicken, or what, a little piece of chicken chunk, and like I said, something like that. I would have felt better if you put a note with "fuck you" on the plate, because I would have really know where I stood. You know, don't bullshit me.
Now we've all gotten gifts that we don't like, and you know we try to be nice. Oh, thank you. This will be great. Did you pretend you liked it?
No, I'm like, are you shitting me? Ramen noodles.
Let me ask you a question now. Did you use the mayonnaise?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So it's not like you had to regift it. So it's not the worst gift you've ever gotten.
Well, I'm
going to
use it. I mean,
she got you something you enjoyed. What did you get her? Mustard? Ketchup?
Can of tuna.
So they can eat together.
Yeah, there you go.
I got a card, some lottery tickets, and I took her out to dinner.
And he got a jar.
Yeah, but Joe's eating the dinner too. And at that point, if she wins the lottery, he gets half of it. So he didn't really get her. There wasn't really hot shakes there. It's not like Joe. Well, if she wins, she's out of here. let's be honest. There wasn't that much love and tenderness.
You know why? Because basically everything in my marriage has been something where it's just a process of elimination over a thing. Where you would
well, now you guys have been eliminated.
They're trying.
Where you would
give
her something, and she's like, "Oh, okay, really? I would get you something nice." And she'd be like, oh, okay.
Well, maybe she felt the same way. Ooh. Maybe there wasn't a concert where she could go buy a counterfeit T-shirt.
My mom was a pain in the ass to buy things for because everything was a problem. Every friggin' thing you bought her was a problem. It's the wrong color. It's the wrong size. It's the wrong this. And we put a lot of thought and effort into these things because we're so sick of, every time she opened something.
Yeah.
And no, nothing was good.
See, my mom years ago, she said, you could just give me cash.
Seriously?
I give my mom cash. She buys what she wants.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Oh, my God.
Every year, she gets what she wants. And there we go. I mean, once in a while, I'll get her something. But a lot of times, it's like, here's your cash. Buy what you want. You're going to go shopping anyway.
Yeah, or you're going to return it? Would she return your things?
She returned my things.
Like when you got her stuff.
You know what? She wasn't good at faking that she liked it.
Yeah, I know that face.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
same. Wait, are we brother and sister?
We might be.
God.
The gift cards are the best way to go.
No, cash is better than a gift card. Because a gift card goes, well, here's the store you have to go to.
Right. Right. Or, here's the time limit you have to spend it with.
Cash is impersonal, but it's useful.
Yeah.
It's the mayonnaise of currency.
Yeah.
I'd rather somebody gave me a gift card. I mean, cash.
Why?
Cash would be fine.
Cash is liberating.
I know, but I like gift cards.
I do
too. To places that I would normally go.
Sure.
You know.
Well, but you know what the latest antic is now? I did the dishwasher. The dishwasher I'm now allowed to use.
See, the radio show's doing good.
I have been granted permission to use this. So Saturday is.
Don't screw it up.
And there's been dishes in the sink stacked up since the beginning of the week.
Oh, so it's
Saturday.
Become your job.
Well, I look at the dishes. I go, you know what? I'm going to wash these dishes. She hid the dishwashing powder again. I couldn't find it. However, my
look
friend.
Look in your bed.
Did you look in the tunnel where the train is?
Yeah.
probably booby trapped, too.
It's loaded with that.
Stupid
stuff.
Reaches for the cascade and gets a spear in his wrist.
But
a giant boulder starts rolling down the tunnel.
I just want to do dishes and he's still running and he gets out the door and his little Van Halen hat that he just bought falls off his head. And right before the door closes, Indiana stupid reaches back and gets his little Van Halen hat. Just so he can meet Marion Ravenwood in her driveway.
Indiana stupid.
But once again, I open up the dishwasher, and she, like I said, she hid that. So luckily, my friend at work gave me some dishwashing packets.
Oh, my God. When you have to go to work and beg for dishwashing packets.
No, I told her the story, and she felt bad. She brought some in from home and gave it to me.
Yeah, but see, that was very nice. But if you had gotten it for your anniversary present, you would have bitched. There's no pleasing you.
You know, that's like the little kid whose parents don't want them to have too much sugar, so they go over to their friend's house, and they eat all the sugary cereal.
Yeah, you can't be given unlimited cascade.
But the funny
God knows you always get into trouble.
Thing. She always rations thing in the house. There's only a
because next thing you know, you're going to expect all your glasses not to have water spots, and that's too good for you.
Yeah, but here's the deal. I did the dishwasher load, and then I come home last night, I open up the dishwasher, the dishes are still in it, but they're wet, which means she redid the dishes.
Oh, my God.
It's not my fault.
Maybe the dishes were just excited.
Maybe she thought that you ran the load without dishwashing detergent because you didn't have any.
But she rations everything in the house.
There's a drought.
If I need a where are the napkins? I'll bring you some. No, these should be here. The towel. I have to write what does a new towel mean to me to get a
I
towel.
Know what it means to you. We share tender moments together. Oh, you're not thinking of getting a new towel, are you, Joe? No. Look at all the stains I have. These are war injuries.
No,
that's why that's why he doesn't get towels.
You think anybody else is just going to take your gravy? Maybe Joe's girl, but that's about it. Hey, that's my job. Work your own side of the road is stupid.
Oh my god. Oh no.
Everybody gets a treat in Joe's life.
Great.
Why do I need a towel?
Well,
your blogs have been getting better. Maybe this is the reason why.
But it's like living with a squirrel. Everything is hidden. It is. Everything is squirrel. She runs around. Everything is hidden.
Complete to the end where Joe runs her over.
Yeah.
She's got giant cheeks stuffed with all of the like a dish detergent powder and
that's
the
not
towels.
Dish detergent powder.
Oh, no. Oh God!
No. I left the
swallow. I tell you, it's our anniversary.
Then I have to bring out the garbage this morning, and she goes three pails at the curb, so I bring out and she messes around with the garbage, so I have to rearrange the garbage. You know, I mean, she'll fill, like, everything would go into one pail, but I got a horse around with garbage at 5:30 in the morning.
You don't have to. You choose to. A normal non-maniac would just take it all to the road and let the garbage man figure it out. But not you. Not Mystic. Well, this is unorganized garbage. Let me tidy this garbage up.
It's not like I want everything just so. It's like, you know, I got to. She does it on purpose. She does shit on purpose. Because
it works.
To try.
Because it's working.
Here's the latest. I'm at the beach on Saturday.
I can tell you're peeling.
Yes, I get in the car, and I get a text. You want to go to the Met game with me? DeGrom is pitching. I'll pay for the parking.
What?
And I'm like, what is this? And I go, what? I go, thank you, no. So I was telling Joe's girl about the story, and she pointed out to me, she goes, she probably wanted you to drive because she hasn't been to MetLife Stadium. She doesn't like
City
traffic.
Field.
City Field. Did I say Met? Yeah.
Yeah.
City Field. You know, and I'm like, yeah, she could care less about that. And I wouldn't have gone anyway because I had a gig that night anyway, but I wouldn't have gone anyway because I don't want to be with her. You know, well, but could you?
And Joe's girl's listening.
A given.
Not her.
I'm saying you're saying I don't want to be with her. Yeah. And Joe's girl's listening.
Yeah.
It'll be terrible. Go, well, I was thinking about it.
No.
I wouldn't
all of a sudden
believe
we
that.
See cap locks in the chat room. And damn it all red and ball busted blue.
stop with the cap locks. He doesn't read this. I do.
Why, you motherfucker.
No. Disarray in the chat room.
No, I was even talking. No, I would not go because I just don't want to be with her. There's too much anger there.
Please, you didn't even want to go on like an anniversary dinner with her. Why would the hell would you want to go?
We never made it. We tried.
No, but why would you go to a Mets game with her? Is she nuts?
She just,
oh,
yes.
Sorry,
yes.
I just answered my own question.
She's out of goddamn mind.
Yeah. Again, it always comes, it's the chicken or the egg thing. Was she nuts when Joe married her, or did Joe make her that way? It's the great mystery. Joe's girl, welcome up, guinea pig gal.
No,
we'll find out.
No.
We'll do a pre-dating interview, and then we'll do a follow-up in a year.
We need quarterly reports.
Yes, we do. Oh, her mental health is deteriorating. She keeps on going down the mayonnaise aisle in the supermarket.
Wait, what's that, Joe's girl? Fuck off my life? Oh, no!
Nah, funny.
Just see her last. That'll be her last post in the chat room. Fuck off my life, all of you.
Mr. Curry!
Mr. Curry.
You and your so-called radio show.
Yeah.
Oh, and then
Joe,
and the latest thing,
therapy.
I told him,
we were getting out of here.
We
got
to go. We got to get this mediator thing going. She goes, well, what about a Thursday night? I go, I go, Wednesday would be more preferable. And she goes, well, I have rheumatoid arthritis in my knee, and I have to soak it three times. I have to go to physical therapy and soak it in a tub 3 nights a week. I'm like, soak your head in it. So what I told her was, she mentioned she's got rheumatoid arthritis in her knee. So I go, well, you want to know something? If you didn't have that knee-jerk reaction with the mediator the first time around, we wouldn't be there. So she goes, knee-jerk? Are you a comedian or something? I didn't mean to say it.
I wish I was there to answer that question.
Yeah.
By the way, Jill's girl was laughing so hard that all she got at was L-O, and she had a follow-up with L-O-L.
Low! Low! I'm not going to laugh out loud. I'm going to low it. I'm going to laugh out.
She's laughing out.
Just an outburst.
Pretty soon she'll be bleeding out if she keeps on dating this maniac.
No. No, he wouldn't hurt her.
No, but she's going to do it to herself.
No.
Oh, Harry,
no.
Gary.
I never liked mayonnaise before Joe. No. Why do I keep on dreaming about mayonnaise and ramen noodles?
Now I'm on a no-mayo diet because I can only think of her.
Hey, you're ruining mayonnaise.
And right? I really can't even eat ramen noodles anymore. I have to stay on the diet.
We know what you're getting for your birthday.
A brick of them.
Have some sodium. You look well. We'll fix that.
Yeah.
We got there's a girl I work with. She turned 30, and we were busting her chuck because she says butterscotch is old people candy.
That's not true.
She said that a couple. She
That's
said about
funny.
A month
it
and
is.
A half ago.
It is not.
Sorry,
but I.
Are you very attached to butterscotch?
My
or
kid
something?
Likes butterscotch. She's younger than all of us.
Oh, okay.
I love butterscotch.
Sure,
but she said that's an old person's candy. So we got her this big ass bag of butterscotch.
What Happy 30th.
What does she want? Bubblegum cigarettes? What is she talking about? <That's what> Just puffing fake cigarettes with a little sugar powder.
That bluish shirt.
Yeah. What is she talking?
Powder.
Settle down, Grandma.
Oh, by the way, speaking of candy, what the hell were you eating before the show? Because your tongue was blue. It's not anymore, but it was.
I went down on a Smurf.
I knew it.
I must have. I think I had.
I was going to use that line, but I was expecting a really.
Yeah, I know you went for it anyway.
I think it was Laffy Taffy.
I knew it was something candy.
Laffy Taffy?
Yeah.
Wife loves it. Oh. I like it too.
Only some kind of strange candy would have that give you that kind of blue tongue color.
Well, I mean, you're not finding blue in nature. Even blueberries aren't that blue.
No, and they no, not that color.
No. Thanks for looking at my tongue. Was it seductive? did you want to blow Papa Smurf afterwards?
No, he looked tired.
He looked tired.
Pip's like, he usually talks to us till he's blue in the face, never blue in the tongue.
Smurf has to go. Who am I to say no? I don't have to use a lot of my tongue because he's very, very small. Just the tip.
That's enough.
Yeah, well, she can't take much more. Yeah, you break a Smurf.
He's over there smoking one of those gum cigarettes.
Yep, exactly, with the person that works in Joe's office. No, I think an older candy is the hard root beer barrels.
That and Mary Jane's.
Well, Mary Jane.
Oh, they're these hard little bricks that look the size of, like, the bazooka gum.
Yeah,
and
I know
they're wrapped like this.
Nobody eats that.
Yeah,
my
people used to.
My dad, forever, whenever. You want a sugarless hard candy? No. No. They're good. I'm sure they are.
Yeah. What's the point?
He always has hard candies.
Yeah.
Sugarless hard candies.
It's like some parents, like, when they have awful things that you can't understand why you don't like it or they accuse you of trying to take it. My mother used to go, have you been drinking my diet chocolate soda? Are you kidding? I'd sip pee out of the toilet before I drink that. Are you kidding me?
Let's prove that theory.
On the next Davin's Den.
Joe, we can make that happen.
I could believe you could.
Get the video camera. We got a new one.
It's the Diet Chocolate Soda Challenge.
Oh, yeah. Smoking Carlton's and Diet Chocolate. Have you ever smoked Carlton's?
No.
Worst cigarette ever.
Really? Why?
Because it was like you smoke. You can't. You try to smoke it. Your tongue almost goes back to your throat. Because there's nothing draw there. They're awful cigarettes.
Oh, no. Never tried. Never will.
All right. Let's thank some folks for permitting this to go on.
Yes.
I'd like to thank Family Martial Arts in Goshen, New York, which is great for learning karate and self-defense, perfectly together as a family. If you want to learn in a class environment or private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or, of course, check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com, FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again.
I like how you said that with disdain.
Yeah, well, frozen bagel.
With mayonnaise on your anniversary. Yeah.
Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open 5 a.m. Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16s, a wedding, an office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year that are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. And there is a great show coming up on October 30th, 2015, obviously, starring Eddie Clark, as seen in The Orange is the New Black. Eddie Clark is one of the most phenomenal comics I've ever worked with. I watched him walk into a room and absolutely destroy it. This show is not to be missed. So, experience that all Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side-Splitting Productions. You got a holiday party coming up. You need somebody to entertain for your family. You need a roast, a comedian, a murder mystery, somebody to entertain the kids, face paint, balloon animals, all that good stuff. We got it all. Impersonators. Give us a call. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Also, this would love to thank Paul Bond.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
For Thomas the Tank Engine.
If I could if I could add, Paul, if you're down in AC this week, Atlantic City, Paul Bond will be at the Borgata this weekend down there. So
see
you
there. He's there tonight, of course,
mm-hmm.
and tomorrow, and Friday and Saturday. Right. So Tuesday, well, you missed him tonight. Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Go see Paul Bond. It is a great show. You're going to enjoy it. And who knows? Maybe we'll discover more Thomas the Tank Engines.
Funny bastard.
Paul's very funny. Love Paul. Got shows coming up with Mr. Bond. Always like working with him.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
He's very twisted, as you can tell, which I like. But thank you guys for hanging out with us, spending your evening with us.
Yes.
Good time. Hope you enjoyed it. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. See you next.
Good night.